Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Throughout the past, we've had to march together. We've had to challenge the status quo. We've had to stand up against injustices of every form, and we've won those battles.
Prior to New York City's Pride March, Governor Kathy Hochul signed legislation to protect the rights of the LGBTQ community, including bills establishing New York State as a safe haven for transgender youth, protecting private health information, and prohibiting law enforcement from targeting transgender youth. 20 GOP-led states have passed or are considering laws banning gender care for children and some adults. Currently, 17 states have total or partial bans on this kind of care for children or minors, with at least 3 states' bans being blocked. In a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing recently, ranking Republican Lindsey Graham said he was unconvinced a transgender female athlete competing on a cisgender women's team was fair. Endocrinologist Dr. Ximena Lopez testified before the committee about the medical aspects of gender-affirming care, noting it can be life-saving.
This care is based on a careful, individualized assessment of adolescents with significant and persistent gender dysphoria, which, when left untreated, predictably can cause serious harms, including anxiety, depression, suicidality, and other negative physical and mental health impacts.
Iowa civil rights advocates are adamant about fighting off abortion bans. Recently, the state Supreme Court blocked a 6-week abortion ban. For now, a 20-week ban remains in effect. A similar law proposing a 6-week abortion ban was passed by the legislature in 2018, though the state Supreme Court overturned it. But given the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade about a year ago, laws like this are more common. ACLU of Iowa legal director Rita Betts Austin was against this ban and the one in 2018. Despite the ban having support from Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Betts Austin plans to keep fighting future measures like these.
This abortion ban was dangerous, cruel, and unconstitutional when it was blocked 4 years ago. It remains dangerous, cruel, and unconstitutional.
Justices in Washington State Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the state's Voting Rights Act. The case is aimed at helping Latino residents gain representation in local politics, given they make up a majority of the population. States like New York and Connecticut passed their own voting rights laws, and experts say this ruling could resonate across the U.S. Yuri Rudensky with the Brennan Center for Justice is encouraged by the court's decision.
States have an important role to play in ensuring that all voters are treated fairly, that the rules that apply to elections, to representation, don't deny people opportunities based on race.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.